Master Laurel was losing the battle against the two, his face hard and pale as he struggled. Tael knew it was a foolish thing to try and help the wizard. It wasn't his fight, and he had no reason to risk his life for nothing. But the way out of the city was blocked, and he would be exposed and at risk of discovery if the wizard lost. "Hakakadians leave no witnesses alive," his grandfather had said. Likely they would torch the entire city and spread rumors of a horde of dwarves rampaging the north. Tael realized he had no choice but to act, and act quickly against the sorcerers. Behind the two he circled, keeping his steps silent as he timed them to the rhythm of their magical attacks. When he was positioned directly behind the pair, sword raised and ready, he pulled the shadows around his figure to erase himself from the sorcerer's view, a spell his grandfather had taught him. The words of his father echoed in his mind. "Feel the sword. Feel the weight of magic. Let it summon death as your ally." He latched a hold of the familiar sensation, and with a rush of blood pumping through his veins, he charged at the unsuspecting sorcerers. The older Hakakadian on the left stood for a few seconds after Tael's clean slice along the neck, while blood jettisoned from the sorcerer's headless torso. His partner whipped around, but the fury and shock only remained in his eyes for a second until he was vaporized by a lightning strike from the wizard's hand. Tael stared at the empty spot where the man once stood, where now only a fine layer of ash covered the ground.
"Stub his eyes out!"
yelled the wizard. Tael scanned around, uncertain of whom the wizard spoke of, and spotted the first sorcerer's head on the ground, his eyes gazing intently at him. When Master Laurel ran over, the eyes glanced at the wizard and the mouth of the head opened wide in a rictus smile, releasing a green smoke into the air.
"No!"
The wizard waved his tome and tried to clear the smoke, but he soon gave up and backed away as it formed a swirling, shimmering portal. Hope drained from the wizard's eyes.
"Run! Flee the city and don't turn back! The ghouls of Navastorm will come and consume every living thing! Run!"
Festering, boil-covered hands burst through and grabbed both sides of the portal. Tael knew it was too late.